Megan and her little brother Polly had to do chores every day. Megan's chore was to clean up the supper dishes. When they were done with supper, she'd bring the dishes from the table to the sink where her mom would wash them. And Polly's chore was that when all the dishes were cleared and the table was wiped, he'd have to set the table for breakfast next morning. Well, one evening, as Megan was clearing the dishes, she thought, "Why don't I pour all the leftover liquids together so I don't have to be so careful carrying them all to the sink?" So she did. There was a little leftover coffee in a cup, so she poured a little bit of leftover orange juice into it. That looked pretty neat. Then she saw some leftover milk, oh, just about an inch, in a glass. So she poured the milk in with the orange juice and coffee. That was really neat. The milk curdled, and now there were little white pieces of milk curd swirling around in there with the orange juice and the coffee. Then she saw the leftover ice cream soup, she called it. It was all melted. So she poured that in, too. And that was even more neat. Now there were big curds of milk swirling around with the orange juice and the coffee. Just then her mother came in. "Megan, what are you doing?" she asked.
"Mixing stuff together," said Megan.
"Oh," said her mother, "you're making a concoction."
"Yeah, that's what I'm doing, making a concoction."
Her mother left the kitchen and Megan thought, some chocolate sauce would be really good. So she got the chocolate sauce out of the refrigerator and she put some in with the leftover ice cream soup and the milk and the orange juice and the coffee.
That smelled great. Ooh, cherry jam.
Her grandmother made cherry jam every year from the cherries from the tree out back. She went to the cupboard and she got the jam. Ooh, it was hard to open. She got the top off and, there was some ancient green mold on top. Well, she'd add that too. She put a big dollop of the jam and the mold into the chocolate sauce and the leftover ice cream soup and the milk and the orange juice and the coffee. Just then her little brother Polly came in.
"Megan, what you doing?"
"Making a concoction."
"Oh, what's that?"
"It's magic," said Megan. "If you drink it, it'll turn you into something."
"Ah, come on, Megan, you're kidding me."
"No, really it will. And all it needs to be finished is some toothpaste."
So Polly went into the bathroom, and he got the toothpaste. And they added that to the moldy cherry jam and the chocolate sauce and the leftover ice cream soup and the milk and the orange juice and the coffee.
"Okay," said Megan. "Now you gotta drink it and it'll turn you into something."
"It will not."
"Will too."
"Will not. Will too. I bet you're scared to drink it."
"No, I'm not."
"Uh-huh. Am not."
"Well, then I dare you to drink it. I double dare you."
Now, Polly could never resist a dare. So he picked up that concoction and he brought it to his lips. It didn't smell too bad. It smelled kind of like chocolate sauce. And he took a sip. And there was a flash and a bang. And there, in front of Megan, instead of her little brother, was a small green dinosaur. It had a long neck, a round back with scales, and a long green tail.
"Oh, Polly!"
"Ah, Megan, quit fooling. It didn't do anything. I don't feel any different."
"Polly, it did. It worked. Come look."
And she brought him into the bathroom. And when he saw himself in the mirror, a dinosaur, he said,
"Megan, Mom's gonna kill you."
"She's not gonna find out," said Megan. "Quick, quick, we gotta hide you."
Well, you know, there aren't too many places to hide a small green dinosaur in a house where Moms won't look. So finally, Megan told Paul to go out in the yard.
"Stay there until I figure out somehow to turn you back," she said.
And she slammed the door.
Well, it was kind of chilly outside, and Polly wasn't used to being a dinosaur, and he didn't have his jacket. So he wandered around the backyard for a while, and then he found the warmest place out there he could, on top of the car, where the sun's rays made the metal all nice and warm. So he climbed up there on the roof of the car, and he curled up, and soon he fell asleep. Meanwhile, inside, Megan was frantic. She was in a panic. She didn't know what to do to turn him back. She ran around the house several times, and then finally she sat herself down to think. Then it came to her. Maybe if she put the concoction together backwards, it would turn him back. She quick ran to get the toothpaste, and she put it in a cup. Then she got the moldy cherry jam. She added some extra mold just to make sure. Then the chocolate sauce from the fridge. Oh, no, there was no more leftover melted ice cream. She took the whole half gallon and she stuck it in the oven. When it was all melted and kind of drippy, she took a big spoonful and plopped that into the mixture. Then some milk and some orange juice and, oh, good, there was a little leftover coffee still left in the pot. She put it all together and she stirred it up. Then she ran outside. It took her a while to find Polly. She didn't expect to find him on top of the car. But finally she saw him, and she went over there to wake him up. "Polly, I think I got it. Drink this, and I think it'll turn you back."
Said Polly. "I don't know. I kind of like being a dinosaur.
Besides, maybe that stuff will turn me into something dumb, like a frog."
"No, it won't, I promise. Come on, drink it. Mom'll kill me if she finds you like this, remember?"
"Yeah, she will. So, what's it worth to you if I drink it, huh?"
"I'll give you a nickel."
"Nah."
"I'll give you a quarter and a nickel."
"Nah."
I'll give you a quarter and a nickel and my sticker book.
"And you'll do my chores for a week?"
"Yeah."
"Okay."
Polly took the concoction. He held it up to his lips, and he took a sip. And there was a flash, and a boom, and there in front of her was her little brother Polly, back to being a little boy again. Just then, they heard a voice from inside.
"Megan, Polly, where are you?"
Their mother came outside.
"Young man, get off the roof of that car this instant. And why haven't you children finished your chores?"
"Coming, Mom. Be right there, Mom." They went inside. Megan was happy. She had her brother back. She didn't mind giving up her nickel or her quarter or even her sticker book. She didn't even mind doing Polly's chores for a week. She'd never mix a concoction again. And she hoped no one would notice that on the roof of the car there was left the imprint of a small green dinosaur with a long neck, a curved back with scales, and a long green tail.